WIP afternoon show.
L.
I'm sorry, man. I forgot to turn my mic on.
You're excited for training camp.
Yeah, I'm excited for training camp. WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike! What's up, brother?
Spike Lee, what's happening, my brother? It's Tuesday, so you know we're always excited about that. Feeling pretty good. Jackie Baseball, listen.
We're back.
They don't have to be pretty. we just need the W's.
Good.
That's all we need right now is a W. They don't have to be pretty. Holla at your boy.
Saw Elliot already. He's here. He's ready to go.
There we go. Wow, are you relieved?
Yeah, dude. It's like, you know.
You missed Elliot.
It was good to see you guys yesterday. First thing I said to Spike when we talked in the morning yesterday, it's like, it's good to hear your voice again. And then we saw Elliot. And now the real holy triumvirate is back together, even though triumvirate's three.
It's
but regardless,
three. Yeah,
whatever.
Four.
We all get the point.
Yep. Eagles do report to camp today, and practice starts tomorrow. So it is a big show today. Elliot Shore-Parks will join us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. And something else that we will talk about at 2:30 is that a certain member of the DeCamera versus Fritz Athletic Challenge is crying about an injury.
Oh, my God.
I guess.
It was bound to happen.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I am too. Actually.
Truly. I can't believe we got through two whole competitions without anybody on the operating table. So we will talk about that later and whether we will accept that or not. But we were gone for a week, and a bunch of things happened during that week. And, you know, I wasn't listening to the radio station, to be quite honest with you, but I saw, you know, people melting down online about this thing or that thing or whatever. Yeah. And one of the things I saw everybody melting down on about was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts. So far that they start doing the thing where they're comparing the Cam Newton stats versus Jalen Hurts' stats. And I didn't hear what he said. I just saw everyone felt so angry and disrespected about what Cam Newton said. Then finally...
I bet you Cam doesn't like those rushing touchdown stats.
No, I bet he doesn't at all.
Because he got the real rushing touchdown stats, yes.
So then finally, before the show today, in our meeting, I'm like, Jack, could you play what Cam Newton said that got everybody so mad? So could you play that for everyone?
Now, I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
It's hard for me to grade Jalen Hurts with the talent that he has around him. Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. But if we're talking about what they bring to the table holistically, it's hard to judge what Jalen Hurts can do when you're throwing to a guy like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We have tight end skill set. You have a dominant defense, the best running back in the game. Download Madden and see how many stars is on the offensive side of Philly. Like, you got King Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, and Isaiah Likely, those guys, that's cool. But when you're comparing, Lamar Jackson still shows you why he's an elite player. Josh Allen has to play elite in order for them to play. Lamar Jackson has to play at a high level for the Baltimore Ravens, even though that they have a dominant defense. Patrick Mahomes, he got a lot of talent. But boy, oh boy, you can't put no John Doe in Patrick Mahomes and think that they still gonna win the way they win it. I understand that. Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got five people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
Okay. Why are we melting down about that? Like, a lot of what he said there is what people say to me about, like, why are we like this? Or what people say to me about why Jalen is good, that he doesn't have to be the guy, that he doesn't lose the game for us, that he doesn't have to be the driving force behind every game, that he is like, you know, that we let the running game be first, like all that. Why are we like this? Like, why do we have to take every analysis or every piece of criticism as some sort of personal affront to our eagledom? What he said there was reasonable. you could agree with it, you could disagree with it, but it didn't sound to me like Cam Newton was being a hater guy. Like, I can hear the hater stuff when it happens. I can hear Chris Sims being a hater. I get it. I understand that. But every slight, like, if you have Jalen lower than third, you're trash and you're a hater and you're a liar. Like, right. I went back and I looked. Russell Wilson, after he won his first Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks, which is a similar situation to this one.
Yep.
And I went and I looked at the quarterback rankings, where he was. I looked at three of them. He was 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is largely where Jalen is ending up, sometimes as high as 4th or 5th on some of these lists, as low as 9th on the ESPN one. It's just like, I can't figure out, and I would like to know why we can't just accept a fair analysis from somebody who played the position in a similar way, almost, just in a certain degree.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just take that and go, well, at least won the Super Bowl. Like, why does it have to be pitchforks and fights and he's a hater? And, like, why can't we just listen to a little bit of criticism and not cry about it?
Right. All right. Let me woosaw for just one quick second.
All okay. right.
Woosaw.
Woosaw.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to address this.
Okay.
And I'm going to address it in the way that I hope represents the accurate depiction of what those of us who feel the need to sometimes defend Jalen and where people view him are at. I'm not going to speak as if everyone views this the same. In other words, there are some extremists out there who get upset at anything you say.
Sure.
Like, you can't say anything that is viewed as constructive criticism of Jalen without them being offended, OG. Like there are people out there like that.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily speaking for those people.
Okay.
I'm speaking for the people who appreciate Jalen for what he is, love what he brings to this team, and just want the praise of him and the appreciation of him from those who may not be as, I don't know, as big of a fan of his game. I'm not going to call anyone a hater or what have you, but when you view a player a certain way, it's hard for you to, I don't know, it's hard for you to separate yourself from what your actual thoughts of the player is. There's a preconceived notion of the player there for you. You're gonna, because you can take
whether you like him or dislike.
Yeah, you can take a guy and praise him and view his sort of attributes in a glowing fashion because there are so many other things you like about him. And then he adds these things to that, so it makes you appreciate his game even more. Then there are people who may look at him and say, you know what? Not perfect, but he does some good things. Maybe not as well as this guy may do or that guy may do, but he's effective and it works. So you can give him credit for that. And then there are the people that will qualify every compliment you give to him. Yeah, man, listen, I like that kid. He got great intangibles, but boy, doesn't he have, he has a load of talent around him. What would that team be like if I put such and such in there? See, even when you say those things, you don't know that's a backhanded compliment. And people who are fans of his or who he or fans of the team will view that as a negative. And so that's sort of the prism they see any of that analysis in. Because it's a backhanded compliment. It's not really praising him or appreciating him. It's almost as if you're doing it because you can't argue against this element, so you have to give him a compliment, but you're doing it reluctantly. I'm not saying you particular,
sure,
but there are people out there. So Cam Newton, for example, let me jump in on him real quick.
Did you think that was fair, what he said?
I thought some of the things Cam said was fair. I do. But here's the thing, though. Cam, I believe, also has a hint of jealousy in him. Now, There's a competitive side to that, meaning that he's a quarterback, former number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, got labeled with all these expectations. He was an MVP, got his team to a Super Bowl. We know what happened. He didn't take advantage of it. His career's over. He fizzled out. But he's also saying in his own mind, well, hell, if I had those guys on my team, Imagine what I would look like if I had those players on my team. So while I can give Jalen praise, he's still really looking at him like, you ain't really that good. You got a lot of great players around you. So all I'm saying is, when you say he's not really that good, you mean he's not good as whom and based on what? Here's where I got a problem with Cam and what he said. There's too much of the yeah, but in there. And then you bring up other guys with no yeah, buts. You're going to praise Lamar and not bring up his playoff performances? That's what you're going to do, right? Like, so you're not bringing up the yeah, buts with everybody else. You're going to praise Joe Burrow, but not bring up, they have missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. He's great, but you don't do the yeah, buts with those guys. Even Patrick Mahomes, he made the statement that you just can't put John Doe's in there with Patrick Mahomes, and he gets, you did. Patrick Mahomes the last 2 years didn't get to the Super Bowl with a high-flying offense. So he was able to do that, put non-star players around him. My only thing is that it's too much of that when being discussed with Jalen Hurts. And that's why people, I believe, take offense to it or at least want to come to his defense. Because we've been longing for a quarterback that we can call our own, that leads us to wins, he's a franchise player. And we're going to be protective of him. We just are. I'm not saying that he is the best at every aspect of the quarterback position. He's not. He's not. But, man, there's a lot there that is good with him that he should at least be mentioned with those other guys without the yeah, but. I don't get the yeah, but with Jaden Daniels. I'm getting Justin Herbert.
Well, sure.
I don't get yeah, buts with Justin Herbert.
But. Okay, so let me throw this out.
Okay.
There has been plenty of criticism of Lamar Jackson's playoff failures.
Okay.
Playoff. But plenty.
But not here. I agree, but it doesn't stop him from being viewed as an elite quarterback. That's the thing. His losses almost get overlooked because of what he's doing in a regular season.
Well, sure, and they did that with Peyton, too. Peyton Manning was the same way.
Yeah.
Now, Josh Allen has been questioned a lot.
He has. That's why I don't bring him up as much, because his own peers voted him as the most overrated guy.
Over a player.
And we're completely wrong about it.
And I think that Cam does make a reasonable point where he is saying certain other quarterbacks in the league have to be elite for their team to win, and Jalen doesn't.
That's a fair point.
And that's it. That's just fair. True.
And
it's just true.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just think.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I just think the. Now, again, I am putting guys like Chris Sims to the side. Like, I understand there are haters out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Orlovsky's not a hater.
No, Orlovsky's, he's criticized Jalen and he's praised him.
The guy who was here.
Chase Daniel?
Chase Daniel's not a hater. I don't think.
I don't know if Chase Daniel. Listen, that FS1 show, that facility, they all seem, even Shady,
yeah.
I was like at times, like, hold on, Shady.
Yeah, Shady forgets sometimes he was an Eagle.
Yeah.
And then
like,
we see some truth
Shady.
From Shady.
Yeah. Like, so I'm not saying they were haters, Spike, but I'm saying the criticism seemed a little heavy. It almost seemed from some quarterbacks as if they're like, their view is, oh, I could do that if I was there. As opposed to being sort of, I don't know, mesmerized or, I don't know if that's the right term, in awe. Appreciative, put it that way. Instead of being appreciative of how Jalen plays the quarterback position, I feel like I'm the first person ever to call Troy Aikman the most overrated quarterback.
You were early on that one.
Right?
Yeah, you were definitely early.
But I'm saying, nobody else does that.
No.
And he never wowed anybody with his play, and he had a ton of talent around him. Right?
Sure, yeah.
In other words, he doesn't get knocked as a quarterback for the talent that he had around him.
No.
He's just viewed as a champion,
yeah.
Leader.
Now, I don't think he is ever viewed as the reason the team won.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
He isn't put on a pedestal.
It was clearly him in the offensive line, yes.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever a debate that Troy Aikman was the best quarterback in football.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yes.
So, all right. 215-592-9494.
And that's where guys have a fair argument is when some of us, as Eagles fans, I'm just speaking collectively, don't want to hear anything about Jalen that could be viewed as constructive criticism. Like, he doesn't have to be viewed as the number one quarterback in the league.
Or number two.
Or number two.
That's why I bring up Russell Wilson. And yeah. by the way, he can leave some room for him to prove more and yeah. get better, because yeah. he can certainly have a better year this year than he had last year.
Yes, I agree.
But it's a prove-it year.
Yeah, it is a prove-it year for Jalen. All right, 215-592-9494.
Hey, with y'all too.
What happened? Whoa.
Is what Cam Newton said fair?
He was cooking. Finally.
We do
about 75% was okay.
We do have a next question today, because we got four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th at 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Nelly is performing after the Phillies game tonight as Ike makes his big appearance replacing the bases or changing the bases.
Please don't let me trip on the way out there.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, I know Jack wants me to fall.
Well,
yeah.
I need everyone to have their cell phones out recording you running out there.
And so, I want to see how fast you get out there. Your knee's fine. Your back stop.
Yeah.
You want me to sprint?
Yeah.
Out there?
I
want
to see
that.
Four.
Yeah, I want to see that under 5 seconds. 40.
You got to beat LeClaire out. I mean, easily.
Yes. So for next question today, give us somebody who's only known by one name. One name and one name only. And the best one will get four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. Jack?
LeBron.
Nope. That's not what we're talking about. What's Nelly's last name,
I'm
Jack?
I'm going Kobe.
Furtado.
No, that's a different Nelly.
Kobe's not a one-name guy.
No.
That seems like a one-name. Kobe is known for one name.
You're known by one name, LeBron. You're known by one name, Kobe.
They have names on the backs of their jerseys. What are you talking about? Nelly is a... I'll give my answer.
I don't even know Nelly's one last name.
That's the point. I'll give mine. Prince. There. Nobody knows Prince's last name.
Nope.
Nelly. LeBron is not one of them. One name.
One name?
Yes. Can you guys... I'm giving up on Jack
now. One name. One name?
One name? But it's not even that hard.
Tiger?
No!
Another good answer.
That's another good one.
Answer.
That's
a good
one.
Yep.
When I say
good
Tiger,
answer.
Everybody knows who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, but that is not what the question is.
Right,
we're basing it on
one.
Nelly.
I got another one. Drake.
Drake
Ooh,
is a good one.
That's a good one.
Drake's a good one.
We just took five names right there.
No,
well,
because
ours
LeBron
didn't count, apparently.
Yeah. LeBron is not one of them. Kobe is not one of them. One name. One name. I know those guys' last names pretty easily.
Right. Tiger's not one of them.
Tiger Woods. Everybody knows this Tiger Woods. Nobody knows Prince's last name.
We do know Tiger, though.
Yes, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is two the days in a row. You guys screwing up next question. All right, coming up next, Joe DiCamera this morning revealed something about his physical ability this morning and how injured he is as we are 1 week away from Fritz DiCamera 3. So we'll hear from that. And we will figure out how we're going to respond. Is what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair? Are we allowed to be fairly critical of the quarterback here in Philadelphia? Are we going to melt down every time? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike's got the Band-Aid on his face all ready for Nelly tonight at the Phillies game.
That might have been the dumbest trend.
Yep.
I mean, no offense, Nelly, if you're listening to the show.
Well, he gave it a try. He gave it a try.
Like, Nelly kind of tried to do the Spike. I mean, not Spike. Fritz, you're too young to remember Nelly early. Spike does.
Yeah.
Nelly went with the whole L. Cool J type of vibe thing,
yes,
right? Like, that was the
sexy but tough,
the muscles,
jacked.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting.
Yeah, there was a little bit. Like mid career LL Cool J, like what he developed into.
Yeah.
That was what.
Yeah,
he
not the early Cool J that we know. When
No.
And he tried to make St. Louis cool. You know,
he did.
There's nothing cool about St. Louis.
He put Lou on the map.
Mark McGwire put Lou on the map. Let's stop.
That was during that time, I think, right?
Yeah, they're heating up. Good run for St. Louis. That's why Scott Rolen said, I got to get to baseball heaven.
Because of Nelly.
Yeah. We're letting Nelly in the building. He took Scott Rolen from us.
And they had said the entertainer.
I didn't know
he was St. Louis guy.
And they had the greatest show on turf.
It was. It was during that time. Yeah,
look at this show.
St. Louis is happening at the time. By the way, something, Ozzy Osbourne passed away, 76 years old. The crazy thing was.
What?
So Ozzy has Parkinson's, was diagnosed in 2019, and they did this final show for him in England,
yeah,
where all these metal bands came, and they all played Black Sabbath songs, and then he couldn't stand because of the Parkinson's, but he trained so he could sit in the middle of the stage and do, I think he did four songs with Black Sabbath and three of his own songs, and that was it. And it was like, they raised money for charity in England. It was all, yeah, to raise money. And that was 2 weeks ago, and he just passed away.
Man.
And man, I was watching the concert, and you could see in his face, he had this one final time, mm-hmm, where 80,000 people were all singing the words to the song.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, thank God he got this one final one that he was able to do it. But I had no idea that he was so close to,
yeah,
that he was that sick 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
The crazy thing with the Osbournes, right, is that I had heard of Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I forgot about the Osbournes,
but
yeah.
But that's how I came to know Ozzy Osbourne, yeah, was the Osbournes. That,
yeah,
was one of the craziest reality TV shows
ever.
That damn family.
Yeah.
Was crazy, and he was at the center of it, obviously, with his wife, man. It was, man, that is, I did not expect you to say that just now.
Yeah.
Jack, I had not seen that.
Jack told me as soon as we went to break, and when I worked for YSP, I got to interview Sharon once, and I got to, yeah, meet Ozzy a couple of times.
What's the daughter's name?
So the son is Jack.
Jack
and I met the daughter. I'll show you a picture of me with Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne. That's who it was.
It was in my long hair days.
So long hair.
Oh yeah.
I've seen a picture of you with long hair.
Oh, I'll find it. I'll find the picture. Wow. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
I've seen that.
And once again, Elliot did not go to that concert, but he
he went to Oasis.
Yeah, Oasis. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, by,
yeah,
the way, real quick before we go to the,
yeah,
phones.
Okay.
Forgot yesterday. Our childhood, yes.
Malcolm Jamal Warner,
man. Theo Huxtable, my goodness.
54, I think he was.
54, drowned. Oh, my God. That's.
Yeah, he was in Puta
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, that's,
yeah,
where he was.
Man.
Yeah.
Jeez. Crazy, yes.
Uh-oh, you know they say it happens in threes.
In threes, yeah, seriously, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's why when you said Ozzy Osbourne, I was like, wow, I hadn't even heard that one.
You know, I guess when you're that old and you're that sick, it could always happen. And then,
yeah,
I also think there's this thing that can happen where, because he knows he's never going to perform again, I wonder if you just like let go.
One last time. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he's holding on and he just, so.
Man.
So God bless Ozzy Osbourne, yes, and his family. Sure. Malcolm Jamal Warner as well.
For sure.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair or unfair? Ike, what do you think the poll results are?
Well,
yeah.
Unfair.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
What do you think the number's at?
Let's go with 75% unfair.
85. There you go.
I thought I was being high. I wasn't even high enough.
There you go.
Yes.
By the way, Ozzy would not count as one name guy. It is Ozzy Osbourne. Would not count as a one name guy.
But if you say Ozzy, you know who you're talking
we
about.
We know who it is.
Yes. If you say Ike, you know who it is. He's got a last name.
That's true.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus.
Oh, would Spike count as a
no? Now here's the thing. Hold on, Corey.
Well, his last name got him here.
No, hold on. You stop it. I can't stand you.
Such an idiot.
Yeah. Now when I was on YSP, there was no last name.
Right.
I was just Spike.
Yes.
Business cards,
yeah,
just said Spike.
Yes.
Even though my dad got me the job, as Jack reminded all of us. All right, Corey, go ahead.
All right.
I mean, Ike says Cedric, so that counts as him. That's a one-name guy.
The Entertainer. That's,
yeah,
three,
like,
words.
That ain't no word. The Entertainer. What is that?
He was Cedric the Entertainer.
But I don't know if anybody knows him as just Cedric. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, look. So let's get on the topic at hand. So Ike was talking. I wanted to be tagged in like WWE. I was hanging on to the rope. Look. My thing with what Cam Newton had to say, I don't got a problem with what Cam Newton said, but like where he lost people is when he said top 10. Like if he would have said,
right,
he only named the five guys. Like,
yeah,
if he would have said, I can't put Jalen top five because of this, I don't think he would have had as much pushback. But when he said top 10, because when you look at the people he named, Jared Goff, I know ESPN did rankings.
Yes.
Tell me where Jared Goff and one of his teammates was rated. Because there was an Eagle either in front of him or behind him. His running back, Saquon was number one. His running back was either number two or number three. Our top wide receiver was number five. His was number six. So he was in his top 10. Your guy, Spike Baker Mayfield, he was in his top 10. You know who he played with? A guy who going to the Hall of Fame. So this
well, who's 34, 35? I mean,
ooh, 34, still 35. Great. You're
talking about Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
Yeah. Mike Evans, like 32.
Okay.
Yeah, but in football he's still 37.
So now, this is what we do.
If we want to talk head-to-head, we love doing that. I mean, Baker gets the better of Jalen almost every time they play.
No,
so
I don't care. See, you lump us all in together. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, your opinion, mine is mine.
Okay.
What I'm saying is where he got his pushback. Like, when you play in a situation, that can't count against you. Right, I don't care about that. I can't deal in hypotheticals. Let me tell you why. I can speak to this. I ain't gonna throw you out there because I know you was teammate.
No, throw me out there.
I know a guy who played who never got over the hump. But I guarantee you, if he probably wished that he played with the weapons that Peyton Manning played with on the offensive side, maybe the weapons that Ben Roethlisberger played with on the offensive side, but he never got that. But we don't say, oh, that guy is top five. He would have been better if he played with the Colts. We didn't start doing that until Jalen came around here. Like we don't do that with no other team. Like I just talked about the Lions. Like everybody told me his offensive play caller was like the best in the history. Any job he could have had. I don't hear people saying, "Oh, if I played in that Lions offense, we only do that."
Because nobody's saying that Jared Goff is a top five quarterback.
No, but I didn't say top five.
Well, but do you think Jalen's top five?
We're talking about the
top. Do you think Jalen's top five?
Can you?
Do you think Jalen's top five?
I do think Jalen's top five.
Okay, so that ends up being the fight.
I'm not, but listen, if Joe Burrow in front of Jalen, you don't hear me saying you're wrong. I'm not going to say that. If you put Josh Allen in front, I'm not going. I just say I disagree with that.
Okay,
and I can argue back and forth. But if you feel that way, I mean. What those guys do, head to head. I mean, with each other and all that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Burrow being two. I don't got a problem with Allen being three. My only pushback is Lamar Jackson. I personally feel like hurts what he's done, what he's capable of doing, what he's seen and done in terms of Lamar Jackson. If you put him in front of hurts, I'm not going to argue with you.
Tunnel?
Yeah.
You said what?
Nah, your phone
just sounds like you're going through water.
Well, yeah. Why don't you give us, because your phone's going to get in it. For next question day, why don't you give us somebody who's known by only one name?
Rihanna.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Riri.
You notice? It's not Rihanna.
It's not Rihanna Evans.
Yeah, there's not a
Rihanna Jackson.
Yeah, there's not another one there. Chuck. Oh, boy. Chuck and Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Need this energy. Up, let's go, Chuck.
Let's go, Chuck. First of all, welcome back to you guys. But in what world do Corey from Columbus keep going before Chuck from Mount Airy?
Corey was the
leadoff hitter.
Yeah, right, Corey was the first one to call. Corey was on the board before we even started the show.
Yeah, last week it was OK Andrews.
you know, Chuck, I know we're in a good place, but the complaint about who's first, I don't deal well with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I mean, I know you don't deal well with a lot of stuff I do, but I don't deal well. I'll help build this show. Rick Rob Fred. Wouldn't be no Corey from Columbus, OK Andrews, none of them without me.
Well, OK, that's your fault then.
Yeah, they've never been banned.
Let me say this, right? You get the business, right? I'm so sick of everybody having my quarterback name in their mouth. You know what I mean? I'm sick of
it. The analysts are talking about the quarterback.
Sorry. You
would
let me speak, man.
Sorry.
Let me get my thing off.
Okay, all right.
All right, let me listen. So I'm sick of having to do this. There's other quarterbacks in this league to talk about, okay? And I don't got a problem with Cam say. I don't have a problem with you say, Spike, about it. It's not what you say. It's the disrespect to not putting a guy top 10 in the league when he plays something like you in the league. And people said that Cam couldn't throw the football, but he overcame the odds and became an MVP. So how are you going to come at Jalen this way and not even put him in the top 10? It's mad disrespectful, Spike. And you talking about he's not being disrespectful? He's more disrespectful than Chris Sims. This is an African-American quarterback who plays similar to how this guy played, and you're going to sit up here and not even have him in your top 10. But that's fine, Spike. That's fine. Because I'm going to tell you why, right? We got a guy by the name of T.O. Owens, who came to the defense of Jalen Hurts. And this is why he's the greatest wide receiver in football ever.
All he's because doing that guy, for is to get at Donovan. Let's be honest.
What is Bob?
No, I got nothing to do with that.
I'm sure not. Yeah.
And it's like what he said, though, later. I mean, in his heart, he's really an eagle. You know what I mean? With the 49ers, T.O. didn't really appreciate him like that. They appreciate him, but Jerry Rice is always going to be king over there. But here, I guarantee he wish he played more years here. And that's why I love him, because he came at Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Nobody else had enough guts, including you and Jack, to say anything bad about Cam Newton. Sorry ass.
I don't care about Cam Newton.
You know what I mean? You guys want to sit there and keep talking about my quarterback when you got Lamar Jackson who can't get over the hump. You know what I'm saying? You got Josh Allen who can't even beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Joe Burrow. Let's talk about Mahomes. You who had a god awful Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? This quarterback out here get a pass through the whole offseason. But you want to keep an MVP, somebody's so name in your mouth that won a Super Bowl, and that's an MVP winning quarterback, you know what I'm saying, in your mouth who's been in two Super Bowls. God, y'all eat his name up like he's a DC Watson. And I'm telling you guys, it ain't even fair.
You know why they do it? It's because of people like you. If I was a national analyst, all I would do is rank Jalen lower to get you all riled up, because all you guys do is cry. Give us somebody who's known only by one name.
It's not fair, man. You know, you know what, Spike? Yeah, here's the thing, right? Before I give you that name,
yeah,
just try for once, right?
Yeah,
for once,
yeah.
Understanding why this guy is what he is.
Okay,
he's a winner at every level. Jalen Hurts,
all right.
Whether you like it or not, college. And he's been in two Super Bowls,
not one.
Okay. He's about to win a second ring this year.
Okay.
Thor.
Right.
Thor is my one guy.
Thor. Thor's not a real guy, but good. Good call. That's not a real guy.
Does that have to be a real person?
Well, I don't know. Does it? We're opening the door to a very big window of people, especially superheroes and comic book people.
Well, like Superman can't count, right?
Why not?
If Thor counts.
Superman, nah. Batman, no. Thor's interesting.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, why don't you tell everybody where it's now? National Appliance Warehouse, that's three
words. That's three names. Yeah. But it's the one place you got to go for your for all of your appliance needs. And, you know, the most important thing when you are in the market for appliances is, of course, appliances. And National Appliance Warehouse, they have over 100 brands displayed beautifully in their 15,000 square foot showroom. They have every major brand, including highly sought after Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. And if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and you're wondering, when should I get down there? When should I get down there?
Now!
Christmas in July savings event is going on now. Christmas in July. What is better than that? You can experience Price Assure, which is, again, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. You also have Tax Free Delaware and, of course, Christmas in July. But on top of all that, a fantastic service team there to take care of you. They do installation, delivery. They'll answer all of your questions. And did you know that right now, if you purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500, click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today.
Fritz sent you.
As always, Don Fritz sent you.
Okay. So this morning, 2 weeks ago, we had Fritz versus DeCamera 2.
Yeah.
And Jack dominated Joe, took control, we believe, of the five-event thing. We have tennis remaining, which will happen next week, and then running, and then basketball. Mm. This morning, I didn't hear this until now. You know, Jack texted me. I got a few tweets about Joe talking about an injury he had. Now, I want to be clear. All Joe did in the baseball thing is run to first base three times. That's it.
Right.
90 feet, three times.
Right.
Here's what Joe said.
Announcement number one. The challenge for me has gotten harder and injury has set in.
Oh, no.
Announcement number one. An MRI has confirmed injury.
Oh, no.
So So if you remember when I ran in baseball, I ran not so well. Whether it was in those moments of running to first base or a pre-existing situation that led me to look so ridiculous to running to first base, there is a little bit of an undetermined element of what is going on. Doctor's trying to figure it out. I was in his office for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But it is
horrible.
Not the
what?
Issue from 6 years ago, which you might remember as
groin.
A groin tear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there are some.
We all sadly yes. remember the groin tear.
But, yep. John, there is some tearing. There also is a belief from the doctor that it may, now the next couple of weeks will determine this, may be a hip issue that with me not being like normally aligned is what leads to injury. Like, I might not be properly aligned, and that might be why I get hurt so frequently. We're trying to figure that out. Know this.
You're saying you're put together poorly?
Yes. Yesterday, I had, ladies and gentlemen, to endure a big needle jammed into my groin area.
Oh, God. Not the first for you either.
Not the first. So announcement number one is there is an injury.
Is that cortisone? Like, what were you
some kind of something. Yeah, steroid, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
But shoot me up, Doc!
And surgery may be
God.
Required.
Oh, no. Not surgery. Again.
But we're trying to figure that out.
Okay. All right.
What the hell?
So when this whole thing started, we knew it was ridiculous because Joe is a poor athlete.
Yes.
I will give Joe credit. For a poor athlete, he does shoot free throws well. Like,
don't have to move.
You know, those sort of hand-eye coordination yep. things he can figure out that you repeat over and over again. He's good at pop a shot, yep. you know, all that kind of stuff.
Don't have to move.
But as an athlete, the reason him challenging Jack was so absurd is because we all knew he could not physically hold up in a five-event competition.
Yep.
Now we are in the unfortunate situation where we are tied and he is talking about injury. So this does one of two things. One, it gives him an excuse to lose.
Yeah.
When this was part of why he was going to lose in the first place.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yep, I'm with you.
And then, or he just says, well, we can't go on any further and we're tied.
Yeah, this is bad.
So here's what's got to happen with the camera. He's either got to shut up about the injury,
yeah.
or he's got to quit. And like, what I will not accept as Jack's representation in this is the competition being called off because of injury and it ends 0-0.
Yeah. Nah.
Either we are running through the finish line,
yeah.
even if it gets delayed 3 months, I don't care, or Joe is saying on the air, I quit.
Mm. Wow.
Play or quit.
Wow.
This whole thing.
I like it.
Well, it's
I
true
like it.
Though. It's like this.
It.
This whole thing.
It's kind of a weasel way here.
Yes.
You're going about this thing weaselly here.
Yeah. It's like.
I don't like this.
The whole thing where oh no he got injured that was part of the calculus for all of this
yeah.
is why he shouldn't be doing it.
Well, and here's the other thing.
It's why he's so foolish. And he always ran. I saw him run it at Dream Week or whatever. He's always running.
Fantasy
like
camp.
This. Fantasy
well,
camp.
Well,
yeah.
well, here's the other thing. Here's the flaw in his sort of, I don't know what the hell that was, announcement
yeah.
or whatever he's trying to do there. A, your injury didn't occur during the last event.
No, he said he's been injured previously or whatever it was.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
I was with him in a golf tournament.
Oh, right, yes.
So he's played in a golf tournament since
oh,
the baseball event.
Really?
Yes.
So he was in an athletic competition
yes.
after the baseball
last
event.
Last week.
Oh.
Yes. I was there with him.
Yeah. I want to hear no mas. That's
yeah.
when I'm going to hear from Joe.
So
I quit. No mas.
This idea that, first of all, no one takes a shot in the groin. Let me just get that out of the way.
Then why is that?
I don't know why it isn't. I just know it doesn't happen.
All right.
You feel me?
Sure.
Who wants to take a shot in a groin?
Well, Joe.
No, we're talking about a needle.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's taking a needle down there? For this?
For this. That's the other.
For this. It's not. I mean, I took a needle in the ass because I was getting paid six figures to go down there and kill somebody on a football field.
Yeah, not to play Jack in tennis.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're not buying the injury.
Of course I'm not buying that nonsense. I mean, he may be injured. He damn sure didn't spend 3 hours in a doctor's office. That's what damn sure.
Yeah, was he in the waiting room? What was he doing for 3 hours?
Are you kidding me? And then how injured did he have to be? What were you doing to get that? By the way, I played in this golf tournament after my knee was the size of a grapefruit.
Yes.
You guys actually saw my injury.
Right.
I actually came to work every day limping, multiple doctor visits, everything else.
We know damn well there was nothing grapefruit-sized in Joe's groin.
So, and I'm older.
You are?
I'm way older. So I'm just saying. Come on, Joe. This is not good, Joe.
No.
This is not good, Joe.
And by the way,
I had a little bit of respect for you in this whole thing.
What doctor needs 3 hours? I'll tell you what. Save your money and your time with a doctor. Come into me in a room. I'm going to say, Joe, you're a disaster, and you'll go home. And like everything will be figured
save
out.
Save you money, yeah, everything else.
I can see that you're a disaster.
The camera.
Dude, this is unbelievable.
He's ready to bail out after two events.
He
knows this is about to get bad.
Yes. That's what he's trying.
He's trying to save face.
Yep. Two words. I quit.
Boo.
Just quit.
Come on, camera.
Otherwise, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about any of this.
Yeah, you got to go out. Yeah, you're either going out on your sword or you're going out by saying I quit.
Yes. Tail between the legs.
Yeah.
Scamper off.
One way
groin first as you run. All right.
Groin first. I did that just for you.
Yeah, I saw Jack light up when you said that.
Just for him.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles report to camp today. Elliot Shore Parks is with us. The training camp stats start tomorrow. We will talk about all the battles that are going to happen in camp. We will continue the Jalen conversation. Also, I want to ask Elliot about something he did during Quarter Century Week as well.
I thought you were going to ask, did he do something during his vacation?
Oh, well, you could talk about that as well.
Yeah. The Ben thing?
Oh, that as well. Well, I don't want to argue with him.
Yeah, we don't feel like yelling at him about that.
That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.